This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fine with that.
I've got to go away.
Baby, I'm cool with that.
This evening has been
hoping you get home
so very nice.
I'm glad you had a real good time.
My mother will start to worry.
Call her so she knows that you're coming.
And father will be pacing the floor.
Better get your car up.
So really, I better scurry.
Yeah, no rush.
Should I use the front or back door?
Which one are you pulling towards
more? The neighbors might think
that you're a real nice girl.
Say, what is this drink?
Pomegranate LaCroix.
I wish I knew how.
Maybe I'll help
to
you out.
Break this spell.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I have to say no, no, no,
you reserve
sir.
The right to say no.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
You reserve the right to say no.
I really can't stay.
Well, you don't have to.
Ah, oh, but it's cold outside. I've got to get home.
Do you know how to get there from here?
Say, where is my car?
I'll go and grab it, my dear.
You've really been grand.
We'll have to do this again.
Yes, I agree.
How about the Cheesecake Factory?
We're bound to be talking tomorrow.
Text me at your earliest
convenience. At least I've been getting that right.
Unless
by.
I catch pneumonia and die.
I'll be on my way.
Thanks for the great night.
Bye.
Bye. Drive safe.
Oh, I like that song. Yes, Lydia Lisa, that's who that was. Very interesting. Baby, it's cold outside. If you think about that, just even that lyric, when we look at Christmas, that's what people think of Christmas. Some of us anyway, right? You want a white Christmas? You want a cold Christmas? Where I am, it's going to be like I'm in Hawaii at almost 90 degrees, which is shocking because 5 days ago it was 35 degrees. And if I look at a weather map, pretty much everybody is going to be unseasonably warm. There's not necessarily going to be a lot of snow, but maybe there is a chance that Seattle and Portland could have a white Christmas, which is unusual for them. But it's mostly warmer weather for most of the nation, not all of the nation, certainly not in the Upper Peninsula area and in parts of the Northeast, like if we look even further up the coast, Maine, etc. Sharon in Maine told us there is snow on the ground, and we know that there's snow in some places that's already on the ground. So whatever you're doing, be safe, be kind, and have a good time. Kate Delaney, welcome to this version of the show. It's about what's happening in your backyard and what's happening in my backyard. A fun fact that Nate the Great, who's the technical maestro of this show, told me in playing the tune you just heard, Lydia Lisa, apparently a similar song, she got into it with Netflix and almost sued them for, you know, there's this whole thing of ripping off a song or copying a song, or it's a big now, especially in the era that we live in, what's happening with music, what's happening with songs. So that's kind of an interesting story. That it was beautiful just to hear that little piece of music that we just heard here at the top of the show. I heard it today somewhere where I was cruising around. Maybe it was in my own car as I was sort of flipping around and sampling. If you're sampling, we're glad that you're sampling this show. Next year, we're going to have some really fun, cool things that we're going to unveil. As we do always in the beginning, you know, you take some things out, you leave some things in, and it's all about, like I said, what's happening in your area and what's happening in mine. Where is the commonality? And of course, weather is something we always talk about. And with the holidays here, that's a big deal. Because what's it going to be like? Are you going to be cold, freezing, or are you going to be warm? And like I said, when we look at the timing and tracking the jet stream and what they call the moisture plume. I did the weather for like 10 seconds when I first got out of college. When we look at all of that, I mentioned that where I am in Texas is going to be up to 86 degrees, probably the warmest place in the country, even warmer than Florida, where they're getting into the 70s and maybe 80. And your colder places, again, are going to be up in the, you know, in the top of the Midwest region, where you get 37, 11 degrees in some places, 12 degrees. But the actual snow is mostly, the possibility is in the Pacific Northwest, like I mentioned. Otherwise, lots of cities in the South especially are going to reach 20 degrees above average for this time of year, topping in the 70s and 80s for the highs. On the Texas-Mexican border, that's about 90 is what they're saying. So the contrast is just unbelievable if you think about it. The other thing that we would have in common is what you doing for the holidays. Are you going somewhere? Are you jumping in a car, grabbing those last-minute gifts, and going to visit someone? Are you trying to get from point A to B, which is a further destination, and go through the air? In other words, you're going on a plane, and are you trying to avoid long lines? And my answer to that is, listen, even if it's a medium-sized city, check, 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 check. I think I've told this story where it was horrific for me when I had to get somewhere. I mean, horrific in the sense that I pulled up with enough time. I thought, oh, easy peasy. I'm in the third largest airport in the United States. They have a bazillion parking spaces just right there at the terminal. And no, they didn't. There was a bazillion people at the airport, and I think I am not kidding. I think I got the last possible space I could have gotten versus pulling the car over to the side of the road, begging my husband to come and get the car, and figuring out what I was going to do. But so I learned my lesson. I never just assume, oh, it's not going to be that bad because there's so many spots. And maybe it's not going to be that bad because so many people are staying home. They're not traveling. But that's not true. There's still people that are getting on planes. So just watch out there. As somebody who's traveled a ton, that is my gift to you. Just don't do what I did. Just be more prepared for spots and looking ahead and figuring out what you have to do to get there and not be barely making it by the skin of your teeth, right? Yes. All right, so people are getting the COVID test in incredible amounts, and the reason is because of Omicron, right? And the fact that it's ripping through so many communities. Now, people don't even know if they have the symptoms. They think they have the symptoms. They might have been exposed to somebody. They did get vaccinated. They're not vaccinated, and they're worried, or whatever the reason is. And it's because of the numbers. And because they want to spend time with people, so they're being conscientious. They're waiting in lines. They're trying to get the test kits because they're very hard to get the test kits. In most places, the pharmacies can only carry so many. And the government's supposed to supply those coming up in the next couple of weeks, but that's not going to be till at least January. So if you can get a test, you need a test, go and get it if you're going to gather with a bunch of people. And hopefully those lines will be shorter than the lines at the airport and the lines at the stores to get those last-minute gifts. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. She's in our virtual green room right now, August Alexander. That just rolls off the tongue. Is that not the perfect name? All right, so we're going to talk about a couple of her books, and in fact, she does the thing that I like the most about authors, is they get you excited about characters and what they're writing about, and they have one book after another, and they come up with a trilogy. Trilogies are my favorite. August, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about your road to even writing, to becoming someone who writes novels. How did that happen?
One day I just, you know, went to bed and had a dream, and there it was. I just put the pen to the paper and just started writing out all these wonderful, beautiful ideas.
Nice. Was that, once you did the first book, what was that feeling like to put that together?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing. There's no better feeling in the world.
I love it. Some people describe it as like, it's like your baby, like you just all of a sudden, and you know, it's out there in the world, and it was in your head, and you got it down, and poof, it's out there. So congratulations on that, because I think a lot of people talk about writing books, and then they don't. So tell us about Dark Secrets. Well, actually, tell us about your first book.
So Midnight Moon is basically about the main characters, the Cromwell sisters, Elizabeth and Alyssa Cromwell. And it's just pretty much about the trials and tribulations that they go through from, you know, Elizabeth dealing with transitioning from human to vampire, her sister urgently, you know, wanting to find her and reunite with her when she goes missing.
So the Cromwell sisters, how do they get along?
I feel that they get along very well. They definitely have a lot of love for each other. You know, their sisters, their family, and, you know, this first book is pretty much what it's about. It's all about family.
All right, I like that, family. Except for the twist in there that you threw for people listening to this for the first time in talking about Midnight Moon is the vampire deal. Were you fascinated by that world? How did that become part of the twist?
I've always been fascinated by the world of the supernatural, especially vampires, and that's just what I wanted to write about, especially after waking up from a dream and just, you know, starting to write and put it all together.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so you go from the first one, Midnight Moon, to Dark Secrets. Tell us about Dark Secrets and what's the plot about in Dark Secrets?
Dark Secrets is exactly its title, as I like to tell people. A lot of dark secrets are going to be revealed. It really centers, this book really centers more around Elizabeth than the first book did. And of course, that's going to happen because she's the main character. There's going to be a lot of twists and turns, a lot of great surprises. And I really feel that people will enjoy this book even more than the first one, just because this one really puts everything into perspective from the first book.
Yeah, there you go. And then, you know, you have a trilogy, and when you and I talked off the air, you were telling me it was called Burning Vengeance. So
yes.
Give us a sneak of Burning Vengeance.
Burning Vengeance is, you know, exactly what it is, all about vengeance. The character Jade, who is introduced in the first book as well as the second book, Dark Secrets, she's on a mission. And she's after Elizabeth and her vampire family, and she's not going to stop until she gets what she wants, which is to destroy all of them. So it's pretty much about revenge and trying to get Elizabeth and her family out of the picture.
Yeah. All right. I love it. August, what do you hope people take away from reading any of your books?
I hope that they take away the value of family and how important family is, and that, you know, we all just, you know, just love our family a lot and we'll do anything to protect them. So I hope my readers take that away from this.
All right. I like that. The value of family. So, August, again, congratulations on everything that you've accomplished so far. We'll look for that trilogy, Dark Secrets. Midnight Moon is the first one, of course, that's out. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and under her name, August Alexander. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, so she hits on an interesting theme. Anne Rice died a few weeks ago, and I don't know how this happened, but I was just fascinated by that whole vampire genre, and there was a movie that I really liked called, and I don't know how many times I've seen it. It's one of those movies that I've watched over and over again. It's called The Lost Boys, and it was a movie from the late 80s. I didn't see it in the 80s. I saw it later than that, and it had the two Coreys in it, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman, and Jamie Gertz is in it, and Diane Wiest is in it. You might not even know those actors, although if you looked them up, you would know their faces and you've seen them. But this movie was so crazy. It was a supernatural, like, horror vampire black comedy. Joel Schumacher directed it. And in the movie, they're a family. And this family moves into a town called Santa Carla. And on the billboard, when they're coming in, it says murder capital of the world. And there are missing persons flyers all over. And it's just campy and funny. It sounds ridiculous, right? But it's such a good movie. It is a very, very clever, clever movie. And it's about this divorcee and her teenage sons that settle down in this California town, but it's plagued by bikers and mysterious deaths, and it has to do with the whole vampire thing, and they sort of make light of it, and how they do it is just absolutely brilliant. All right, a couple of quick hits before we bounce into our next segment, a conversation with John Ash. And I mentioned the free test, the 500 million tests. They're still weeks away. And once they announce that the tests are available, there's the website. You can go on the website, and they'll send you the test for free, right? That was the whole pledge, a half a billion tests. That was the centerpiece of this aggressively testing effort. by the administration just a handful of days before Christmas because it's hard to find the test. That's what I mentioned. This is the buzz. People are talking about, did you get tested? Have you been tested? Do you know? And, you know, are you going anywhere? And, you know, hopefully you're fine and, you know, whatnot. But they're trying to pump them out as fast as they can. I guess the company that is fulfilling this, it's Abbott Labs. They're working round the clock, and they've also put in automation, and they've hired more workers, and they're trying to make as many tests as possible so they can meet the demands for that. And, you know, you even had the Maryland governor talking about his administration was making 500,000 Abbott at-home tests available. Colorado started to distribute free at-home tests back in October. And there's other cities and towns in Massachusetts that have been sending out free tests under their own statewide program. So the shortages of at-home tests is not surprising. There have been long lines in Spain and England and Canada and Germany and Ireland and all of that. But I think that the idea that people want to be tested, get tested, that's all good, but scrambling to try to get them, I don't understand why this wasn't something that at the second we started talking about these different variants, just get the tests, just stockpile them, get them. You know, and I think that there was kind of this false thing that the demand for testing fell low, remember, like in the tail end of the summer. Just then the Delta variant started to surge. So I think there was this weird lull about this, you know, like kind of playing chicken with it. I don't understand why they just wouldn't push, follow through with that. But regardless, the tests as soon as possible would be good so that people aren't in these long lines and maybe they run out of them. That's happened in a few cases where somebody's waited, and then it's too late. The tests are out and then they get to come back another day. I mean, seriously, that's happened to a handful of people. All right, a couple of other quick things for you, or one quick thing for you. You know, I used to do the cheap movie reviews. We're going to bring those back in the new year, have a couple of actors on here or there, some surprises for fun. We got to lighten the load around here, right? So, The Matrix Resurrections. The looking at the Matrix and this new version of The Matrix, I saw it. And I liked it. I'm going to say yes to Neo and Trinity and the whole storyline. If you liked the Matrix and Keanu Reeves and that film, you will like this latest Matrix. Also, Superman, which is just killing it at the box office. Three Supermen are better than one. Or not Superman, Spider-Man. Superman, no. I only want one Superman. Three Spider-Men are better than one. It's an awesome movie. Go and see it. You can see it with anyone in your family. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. Representative Nancy Mace on Wednesday demanded to know why President Joe Biden has taken a year to look at supply chain problems. The congresswoman told Newsmax that Biden should already have been meeting with advisors and industry leaders concerning the problems that have led to empty shelves and a lack of vital supplies. Meanwhile, CNN reported Biden received a progress report from cabinet members and private sector CEOs, which said the administration is making headway to alleviate supply chain problems. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized a new COVID-19 treatment from Pfizer. It's the first pill to treat the virus to become available. The pill, known as Paxlovid, is seen as a major step forward in the fight against the virus, with trials showing it reduced the risk of hospitalization or death by 89% in high-risk patients. This is USA Radio News. President Joe Biden has extended the student loan pause.
President Biden has extended the pause on student loan payments another 90 days to May 1st. The pause had been scheduled to expire at the end of January, and what the administration had said was the last extension it was going to offer. But the rise of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 led some Democratic lawmakers to ask for another extension. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
National Hockey League players will not attend the 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics. The league announced that news on Wednesday. The league also said the decision hinged on the disruption in the regular season schedule as a result of the rising number of COVID-19 cases throughout the NHL. 9 days after a tornado demolished his office building in Mayfield, Kentucky, Sonny Gibson found his office cat, Maddox, unscathed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Virtual green room right now, John Ash, and his book is called In Search of the Dragon Blanco El Nishon. And I think about that as soon as I said the word dragon, and when I talked to John off the air, it conjured up all these really incredible images for me. And his book does that to you. So, John, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Let's talk about how you developed the book. What led you to writing this book?
Yes. Thanks for the opportunity to speak. Basically, I had a character or a person that developed the main character, which was Vice Detective. I had been engaged with another writer, and we had written some screenplays for some production companies in Hollywood. And this character constantly came up into my mind, and I actually wind up writing 3 chapters at that time. And after working with some producers in Hollywood, they were asking, did we have anything else? And I said, yes, I have this Vice Detective. And I basically read them chapter 3, which is called Country Bust, in which they're engaged in surrounding a farm in Cecil County, Maryland, that was engaged in growing illegal cannabis. And they had to go and bust it as a federal investigation, all based on true events. Most of the events in the book are based on true crimes, and then I added my other characters in to the mix and gave it a storyline.
Yeah, and so you described that well. If you know, we break open the books, what, tell us more about the story itself.
Yeah, the story itself in a nutshell, again, it's a part of three books, a trilogy, and this is the center book. It's the middle book, and it basically, I like to know what I'm reading, sort of like when I pick up a book, do I want to invest the time? So I like to tell people about this. It's written in sort of a linear fashion because the first two chapters about his childhood and how he sort of innate ability to understand crime and how things happen, and it gives him a desire to go on. So then you get to chapter three, he's already a 10-year vice. And chapter three is starts with the bus, the country bus, and then he receives a warrant to go to Miami, Florida, to pick up this alleged criminal that was engaged in murder in Baltimore. And the book basically is about 8 days of them traveling. The characters push the narrative. I don't date it or time it. They just get there, and they get involved in a meticulous struggle to find this character. And it's under the federal investigation, seven states, wire authorizations and all these kind of things. However, the critical information that he needs to go on is all wrong when he gets to Miami. So it's an investigation that actually falls out of control.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine what could happen between Baltimore and Miami. And as you said, there's two more books that are all part of this, because this is the middle book. When you sat down and decided, okay, you had this screenplay 20 years ago, you have these ideas, you're putting them in the mix, did you imagine you would come up with three books?
No, I didn't. When I sort of cantered off the country bus, I understood that there were crimes in Baltimore related to Miami, to also large harbor cities that a lot of contraband can float into and through and be distributed. There were similarities between the city, and I liked that. I was excited by that. But then after the story unfolded, I thought, well, I had ideas of the character, how he got into the vice, how he started out, and then his personal relationships. And then after looking again at book two, I felt like I needed to write a final edition, which is based on how the crimes are solved and resolved, and one of the characters moves on from there.
Wow, so interesting. Well, was it fun to pull all this together and make it happen?
Yeah, it's a real adventure. The characters that he encounters, just in dealing with country bus, when he meets a negative character, it's a detective that pretty much assumes he knows what's going on in the crime scene, but doesn't do any investigation or forensics. So it's often negative characters in our lives that push us into the positive realm of things. As a kid of only 14 years old on a crabbing expedition, he finds this body and he starts to put the evidence together in his own head very quickly, and he really stumps the investigating detective from the local police department, who just says, "No, it's just an accidental drowning." But this young kid actually has evidence that it is a murder, and because he's only 14, he gets really rejected by his aunt, his mother, his best friend, the police department, and he winds up traveling home that night alone after crabbing expedition where they were out having fun and catching crabs in the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, I can think about that too, having grown up not too far from there, thinking about the whole idea of, wow, what would happen if you were out there crabbing. So in search of the dragon Blanco El Mison, what do you ultimately hope people take away from this specific book in reading it?
Well, the character itself is highly driven. He's sort of like an alpha in terms of leading investigations. He leaves himself vulnerable in certain areas and breaks protocol. So there's some subtext in the book about conversations about protocol, how it's taken out, and is it really helpful in crime investigations, and what is the purpose of it? And he breaks protocol twice, even though he's a veteran detective, and he's working with Afghan veteran named EJ, who is recently out of the military and trying to learn the ways of the Vice Narcotics Detective Group. And they're in competition for each other, unfortunately. So I think what I want the reader to see is the complexity of doing this kind of work and how dangerous it is, utterly, incredibly dangerous, because you're dealing with vicious criminals who do not respect life. And in many instances, it's your life against theirs. Absolutely. And so where does protocol go? So it's kind of a philosophic riddle there. But the complexity, not only that, the control that these narco groups have in the United States is just overwhelming. The facts are it's close to $30 billion. They don't have a number on it, the feds, but that's going out of Florida, just Florida alone, into the Caribbean islands in South America from narco trades. So it's a huge business. They're well organized. And in my research, I found that many times federal agents and state and local are just unprepared to deal with these people. And often it becomes fatal for the police department and their families.
Yeah,
so the crimes in Florida are just unmistakably larger than the rest of the country.
Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth? We see that all the time when we're watching crime shows, etc. So after this, which of course you can get the book at Barnes & Noble or Amazon, where do you go? Are you going to write some more books? I can't imagine. Obviously you've got this gift and you've gone through three. What's next?
Yeah, my next book that I'm already writing and engaged in, because the other two are already written and we're going to be editing and then rewriting before the trilogy is released. But the one I'm working on now involves quantum physics science fiction, based on some of the new facts and findings that scientists are able to see with the Hubble telescope and some of the other great telescopes in Hawaii that we can see into the space, and these new theories of warp time, things like that. So I'm very excited. I have my characters are in Carroll County, Maryland. This story, I think, is going to be unique. I think it's going to boggle the minds of some people that are involved in science, because there's so many new theories coming out about the fabric of time being warped and how it affects the Earth and the universe and the Milky Way system.
Mm-hmm. Wow, so that sounds like a blast diving into that too as well. John, thanks so much for coming on. It was fun chatting with you.
Well, thank you very much, Kate.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet. Stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This hour of the show, some sad news from the Philippines. Super Typhoon Rai has just wreaked havoc with the people there. It surpassed 300 deaths on Tuesday. They're saying about 375, and they're not even trying to give a number because they think they're going to find more people. Very sad. There's at least 56 still missing, and 515 people are injured. More deaths, like I said, are expected to be confirmed because they're in the middle of rescue operations. But it's so difficult because with the debris and the water-jammed, logged roads, you got telephone, internet connections down. Really, really tough for the people. I feel for them. In the Cebu province, central Philippines, just ravaged on December 20th. And you think of the Philippines and where they lie. Nearly 1 million people live in the western province. That's according to their 2020 figures. So you could even be a little bit more. But that's what the Red Cross is saying, that it's just awful. Homes completely destroyed. So there's been water, food, medicine, all that kind of stuff has come into the Philippines. And there's a big appeal to the international community to send funds for emergency rescue efforts. I mean, urgently, urgently needed. Rai is the 15th typhoon to hit the Philippines this year. Can you believe it? It's just you don't hear about it because usually it's not this much damage. And this time around, it really was that. I mean, like I said, trees, power, cables, anything you can imagine just ripped apart. There's a lot of people in the streets, and they're trying to figure it out and trying to help the people as much as possible. But what a very, very sad story to hear about so close to, of course, the holidays. Speaking of the holidays, here in the United States, two major U.S. cities could see that kind of rare white Christmas. I was looking at the CNN weather forecast, and what they're saying is you may see more snow in places like Washington and Oregon. Not like they don't get it, but it's colder, colder, colder. So the chances of a white Christmas in cities like Seattle and Portland, where the odds are usually 1 to 3%, they just shot up much, much higher to well over 50%. So they're expecting that, in fact, that is going to happen. Well, that's kind of exciting. So if you live in that area, what better time to get the snow than when it's the holiday, right? Holiday travel, on the other hand, not so great. A lot of people are canceling their trip to fly and instead to jump in the car, and some of that is because of Omicron, that's for sure, and also because as a whole, looking at what the weather's like, I think it makes it easier to jump in the car and justify that, frankly, as somebody who grew up on the East Coast, to make your way up and down that coastline and other places as well. I mean, look, it's almost like it's summertime in Texas. It's predicted to be in the 80s on Christmas Day, I mean, in the 80s, and I can see the temperature climbing up, so I think it's going to be warmer in Texas than it's going to be in the state of Florida. In fact, it may be the warmest place on the map. I was just looking at the weather map. Very, very crazy to see that, especially since just a few days before Christmas, we were looking at colder temperatures, and so we actually had fires. I have to beg the Hubs, but he did make that great fire for me, and we were able to throw more and more logs on it, but I think we're going to have some wood stacked up, because I don't really believe that we're going to be using it for probably a couple of weeks anyway. That's the way that it looks. All right, if you were thinking of going anywhere, well, first of all, you're probably grounded because of Omicron and what's going to happen internationally, but there were people that were saving their pennies and looking at some of the great deals the airlines were throwing out because of the pandemic, frankly, right? So people were scrambling to get passports. Maybe you got your passport. That could be a good thing, because on December 27th, the fee for a U.S. passport is shooting up by $20 for all customers, right? Inflation hitting the passport book. So for an adult renewing a U.S. passport by mail, the current fee is $110. Now you add in the $20 starting next week. So you're looking at about $130 for a passport. But if we wanted to do the numbers on it and run them like an accountant, that would be 18.2% increase. That's a pretty big increase, right? But however you slice it, I think that a lot of the places that you want to go, you're not going to be able to go right away. It doesn't mean that won't happen maybe by the spring, maybe a little bit sooner. I mean, who knows? My crystal ball is cracked. I'm not a scientist or a woman of medicine. I just try to read what I believe to be what the facts are. And we don't know. We don't know at this point. And that's just, again, the big question mark that we live under. And we all certainly know that. In the meantime, let me give you something kind of interesting to think about. Comet Leonard. If you've been looking up at night, depending on where you live, you might be seeing a little bit of a show. Comet Leonard, which last passed by the Earth 80,000 years ago. Yes, you heard me right. 80,000 years ago, has been lighting up the sky before Christmas. Now, there's only a few days left to see this object before it disappears forever. The images on board the Solar Orbiter, a joint mission between NASA and the European Space Agency, captured Leonard streaking across the sky with the Milky Way in the background in a really crazy animated sequence of images. In fact, as I'm talking about this, I'm looking at those images again. You know, I'm a freak for this kind of stuff. I think ever since I went to that observatory in Texas, out in the middle of nowhere by Martha, it really just kind of hooked me. And if you look at the images, you can go in whatever search engine you have and look them up, but you can look up in the sky and maybe you'll see them. But Venus and Mercury are also visible in the animation, and some people, stargazers, are saying that they're chasing the comet. It's just a mass of space dust, rock and ice, about a half mile wide. And Comet Leonard made its closest approach to the Earth back on December 12th, coming within 21 million miles of the planet. Isn't it crazy that there's a way to capture that imagery? In my mind, when I think of the 21 million miles, it just doesn't compute. But I think it's an amazing story. You could go to NASA, and they've got the images that are up there, and you can watch and see them because they've captured that. And again, you can see just what it really, really looks like. This was a comet that was discovered by an astronomer, in fact, a senior research specialist guy at the University of Arizona's Lunar and Planetary Labs. He started tracking this fuzzy bit of light way back on January 3rd. So think about that. Think of what kind of a job that would be. Hey, I'm seeing some dust on January 3rd, and then it comes to fruition and pays off in December so that people could be aware of this comet and they could look up and maybe you see it. Maybe you see something that looks like it. But trust me, if you get frustrated with it, the easiest thing to do is just go to NASA's website and you can see what they put together. And it's pretty amazing. I mean, seriously, it is very, very amazing. All right, so it is the holiday times, and I've said this before. It's amazing to me, I'm using that word again, at how the traffic just multiplies no matter where you live. And I've gotten a bunch of emails from you, and I think it's so funny that you're seeing the same thing no matter where you live. I got one from Hal who says, Kate, I live in the middle of nowhere, Iowa. I love it, but I got to tell you, even here, the traffic increases. You're absolutely right. It's like a bell goes off and everybody decides, oh my gosh, I have to go and get presents. I have to go and get cards. I have to go and get decorations. And see, it doesn't matter whether you're in the middle of the country or whether you're in a big city or outside of a big city. It's just the signal that people lose their minds and decide that they have to run out and get all that last minute stuff. All right, so New Year's Eve is almost upon us, right? I mean, first we get through the Christmas holiday, and then all of a sudden it's New Year's Eve. Now, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said on Wednesday he's hopeful that the Times Square celebration will go as planned. And he's talking with the health officials in New York and sponsors about whether to add more safety precautions. Some major cities in Europe where the spread of Omicron has been startling, they've already announced that they're just canceling plans or paring down, saying, no, we're not going to ring in New Year this way because of the variant's massive spread. Germany, for example, they're going to impose strict contact restrictions to curb the spread of COVID starting on the 28th of December, and they're not going to allow, they're just saying no, there is no New Year's Eve gatherings. That's what the new chancellor said. Olaf, so mean. He says, no, it's all shut down. There's absolutely no way. No big fireworks. They usually have them in Berlin. People gather there. They're not doing it. In London, a planned New Year's Eve event has been canceled again there. Same thing. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, said no. He tweeted out, due to the surge, we've made the difficult decision to cancel our New Year's Eve event. So far, of big cities, New York City is saying they're still going to do it. We'll see if that happens. Hey, thanks to all of you for listening to this show. Remember to make it count, everybody.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.